A French state prosecutor now says that about $136 million in jewels were taken in that heist yesterday in Cannes. Earlier estimates were less than half that. The heist is the third and largest jewelry theft in the last 3 months in Cannes, and it comes just days after a member of the Pink Panthers jewel thief group escaped from a Swiss prison, though it's unclear if the events are related. The weekend heist was at the Carlton Hotel. That is the location of Alfred Hitchcock's 1955 film To Catch a Thief, starring Cary Grant, who plays John, a jewelry thief, and his love interest, Grace Kelly.
John, tell me something. You're going to rob that villa we cased this afternoon, aren't you? Don't worry, I'm very good at secrets.
Tell me, have you ever been on a psychiatrist's couch?
Don't change the subject. I know the perfect time to do it.
Well, yesterday, the perfect time at the Carlton Hotel was around noon. The BBC's Hugh Schofield joins us from Paris to tell us what happened. And Hugh, what more do we know about this theft?
We know that there was an exhibition on the ground floor of the Carlton Hotel that was put on by this international diamond house called Liviev. In theory, an exhibition. In fact, it's a way to show their wares to the super rich people who are passing through the hotel. There was a certain degree of security in this sort of show area, but it doesn't look like it was very much. And a man, he was wearing a baseball cap. He managed to hide his face in some kind of bandana. He walked into this room and brought out an automatic gun, and in a very short space of time managed to take a number of items of jewellery. Then he left via the open windows onto the terrace and escaped on foot. And everyone was shocked, and the man has disappeared. And now we're learning that, you know, this may be the biggest jewel heist of all time in France, which case, it's highly embarrassing for the hotel and for the organisers of this exhibition.
And we're sure that they weren't just filming a new version of the Pink Panther movies in the hotel.
But I think we can be fairly sure of that.
All right.
There is a point here, though. I think there's a slight danger that we do over-romanticise this just because it took place in this glamorous setting and we think of Cary Grant. But of course, the reality is it's far more sordid than that. And, you know, who knows who's ordered this, who's behind it. I can't imagine there's anything really that romantic about it at all.
Now, there have been a number of brazen jewellery thefts in Europe. In May, there were two thefts during the Cannes Film Festival. There was also a theft in February of diamonds at the Brussels airport, $50 million worth. Why is all this happening?
In general, I'm not really sure, but I mean, I think we can say about what's happening on the French Riviera, I think the point is that there is still a huge amount of wealth concentrated on that particular part of the world. The super wealthy of the world are more and more wealthy. It's not the old aristocrats, it's not the Cary Grant types and the Princess Graces, it's the Russian oligarchs, it's the Chinese new wealthy, it's the Gulf Arab wealth. And so I guess if you're one of these emerging gangs, you know, this is where you will look to make your name.
The BBC's Hugh Schofield in Paris. Hugh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software. Find over 200 job openings at MathWorks.com.